The state is reporting a record number of overdose deaths in 2015. Maine Attorney General Janet Mills says 272 people died from drug overdoses last year.
This is more than a 30% increase over the year before, and we thought those figures were pretty bad.
Mills says the spike is associated with an increase in deaths caused by heroin or fentanyl, or both, in the second half of the year. Marcella Sorg of UMaine's Margaret Chase Smith Policy Center conducted the analysis for Mills' office. She says for the first time in Maine, deaths by illicit drugs exceeded those attributed to prescription opioids.
And the pharmaceutical opioids have really stayed, that's the painkillers, have really stayed pretty much level. And it is the illicit drugs that are really the problem right now.
According to the analysis, nearly all those who died used drugs in combination with other intoxicants. Two-thirds were men, and Mills says the average age was 42, about the age of the average Maine resident.
Kids are using as much as anybody proportionally, but they're not dying from it as much proportionally as older people are who may have inherent health problems, making them weaker and more susceptible to even the first dose of heroin or fentanyl or both.
While all counties recorded at least one overdose death, the largest increase in death rate per 100,000 people was reported in Cumberland County.